My name is Geraldine, and welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'd like to offer you the concept of letting go. Within the philosophy of yoga, it's called aparigraha, non-possessiveness, or non-gripping. And how we teach it normally in the yoga classes is very simple. For instance, you're standing with both feet on the ground, and sometimes we tense the toes and want to grip to the mat. We just try to let people know, where are you gripping in your body? Can you just relax those toes? Stay on your four corners of your feet. So it's just an example of how we teach it. But when it comes to life, that's gonna be a whole different ballgame here. Letting go. Two words. So many people say to you, let go. And you're just like, I'm trying to, don't know how it works. I give you an example. You stay in a situation, in a relationship, in a job, in a circumstance, for so many years, and it is so hard for you to just get out of the situation, to have the courage to take a leap of faith and let go and walk out. Because you know why? Because we human beings like to be in our comfort zone. Absolutely. And it's normal. Because you know, there's even a saying, better the devil that we know. So we like to stay in a comfort zone. Now, comfort zone does not help us to grow, to evolve, to the person that we truly are, and to actually be able to gain that abundance that we all deserve. Why am I saying this? It's because how many people do I see who get stuck into a marriage and stay there? Because they just feel like, oh, I don't have the money, I cannot just walk out, oh, the kids, this. Not knowing that that situation is going to make things way worse for everyone who is within this, around this relationship. And people don't notice that. It's like the picture, you, for instance, hold a balloon and the balloon flows away and you kept dragged on the floor while you're holding onto this balloon. And your hands are starting to hurt and bloody. And you're getting dragged. So why not just let go? Does that make sense? I mean, this is just a metaphor. So, and listen, I'm definitely the first person who knows how hard it is. So I'll give you an example. In the last about month, I've worked for a new employer. And you know how it is to work for wealthy people. Yeah. And they have a different way of living. They have a different way of thinking that how money, the value of money. And not everyone us is born in a rich household. So it's not always easy because we have our obligations, our commitments. And for instance, I grew up in a very Chinese and German way, which means we do not make debts. We try to pay off our loans or anything. We don't even actually take a loan. So if there's a way suddenly that our livelihood gets endangered of not being paid, that sometimes puts us in a situation that we are not able to let go. Now, I'll give you an example. This time I let go. I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to work 24 hours, 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. No, I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm not 24 anymore. So I realized, okay, Geraldine, you need to walk the talk. Self-care. So you need to let go. So what did I do? I took my bestie and she said to me, listen, Geraldine, let's have a break. And especially when you live around this area, you know, this whole bling bling, everyone thinks that you live a jet setter life. No, we don't. We live a normal life with mortgages, with the way of cooking at home, you know, just normal life. And we went to Saint-Tropez. We managed to find an Airbnb, which was not too expensive. And we actually just wanted to, normally we wanted to have fun and party, but then we both got sick with such a bad cold and cough that we started just resting for 48 hours. We cooked chicken soup and we knew both, my friend and I, and we both are very spiritual, we knew that we were purging. We just let go. We had to let go of all the tension that we were holding on to for the past months, the race of trying to survive, and just let go. And it's important to have these days. You know, sometimes you go on a holiday and suddenly you get sick and you're just like, why am I getting sick on my holiday? But it's important to let that go. You purge, you let go of the negative energy, pretty much anything that you sucked in around people that were not in the best intention at heart. Most likely even people who could be really lying and not even knowing that they're lying and not even having this awareness. Whatever it is, letting go. Because otherwise, it stays in your body. And when it stays in your body, what happens? All of these diseases, from cancer, heart problems, Alzheimer, Parkinson. So letting go. For the sake for your own self-care, health, emotional and mental well-being. Namaste, namaha.